It's now the evening of Monday, the 17th of August, the end of my 8th day of guide dog training. I've now had Vance for a full week. In fact, about a week and 3 hours. And he seems to be becoming a lot closer to me. And he, for instance, comes and gives me a lick in the morning and actually takes real interest in where I am or what I'm doing, which is nice, although he still really does unsurprisingly look out for what Delia's doing as well. But I think we're getting there on that. I am, however, finishing today feeling a little bit deflated. Yesterday morning, as I think I reported in this morning's in my report for yesterday, yesterday's walk I felt didn't go as well as it could have done, and I got confused at various points and used the wrong commands, saying, for instance, straight on instead of forward. Forward you basically use to start the dog, and straight on you use to sort of focus her attention on staying in a straight line. I felt from that I wasn't doing as well as I could be, and I'd rather put that down to just being tired and end of the week, that sort of thing. But then today has also been similarly quite challenging in some ways. We did two walks today. The first of them was a traffic walk, basically demonstrating or the training the dog to not to walk out in front of moving traffic, or at least to stop before the traffic, for me to stop the dog before a car reaches us. So I mean, it's a bit of a two-way thing. So it's for me when crossing the road to get used to, if a car that I hadn't seen approaches, stop the dog by saying stand, and also for me to for Vance to hopefully stop or anticipate the danger there. The thing that they mention, however, which is very important, is that the dog sees no real danger in the vehicle. He's trained to be able to walk next to, out the way Vance a moment, he's trained to walk next to traffic, and so he wouldn't be able to do this as effectively if he were afraid of the vehicles. But that also means that when crossing roads, he has no inherent understanding of the fact that they will cause real damage to him if he walks out in front of one. So that means that the responsibility for crossing roads remains with the owner. I'm not sure if that's something that the public really understands, that the guide dog owner, although the guide dog can sometimes stop the guide dog owner from walking out in front of a vehicle, it shouldn't and cannot be relied upon. It is only a sort of additional safety net aid. Whilst I'm doing this, you'll hear the sound effects of me getting Vance his dinner for the night. Just a note on that, we've cut down his morning meal to one can. I say can, basically using a can to scoop out the food. He has about 2 kilograms a day, so each can is about 500 grams thereabouts. So in comes the second one now, like so. He's anticipating this and having a good sniff. So anyway, that's why we're doing the traffic thing. It's done by walking up a road, being told when to go at a certain point, walking across the road, and then having a vehicle driven by one of the instructors. Vance, you're in my way again. Excuse me, please. Sorry. Wait, good boy. Good boy. You can have it in a minute. Having one of the instructors driving a car along the far side of the road, first of all, and then stopping just next to us, at which point I should be getting Vance to stop as well, or anticipating that and getting him to stop just before the car reaches us. Although on the way back, so on the way out, we were doing with the car on the far side, and then we were doing it the near side. Well, wait, the near side ones are on those times when the car is driving alongside the pavement that we're walking on, it's expected that Vance shouldn't, when given the command to go forward, shouldn't actually obey it, and at those times he should disobey the command. So this was reinforced and taught by standing at a curb, car driving up, me saying forward, him hopefully not going, and then encouraging him forward whilst the car is still there, either in front or behind the car. And he generally did pretty well, except when I put a little bit too much enthusiasm into the word forward, and he tried to go at that point, and I held him back, and that's okay. But I just found I really wasn't on the ball. I'm just about to put some water on his food. At one point, I was meant to anticipate when the car was coming and turn him forward when it got closer, and completely forgot to do so, which is a bit stupid. Doesn't really give Delia, much. Using the power of speech here, it doesn't really give Delia very much reassurance that I'm really listening, I think, which is a shame because I really am listening and I really am trying, but it's so much to take in over such a short period of time, and it's quite stressful, and it is truly, I think, one of the most intense things I've done. University and exams and stuff are really nothing on this. I'll just fill up this bowl. I'm clearly not very good at multitasking. I can't talk and do it at the same time. So I'm just adding a little bit of warm water to his bowl. And I can get it to come out warm. There we go. A bit more. And a bit more. A bit more. So it's dry food, adding a little bit of water that creates a sort of gravy-like liquid in the bottom. Which possibly makes it a bit more appetising for him. Get him on there. Okay, hopefully that's enough. See if we can encourage him to come along now and have some. The technique for doing this is to get him to come along, look at the bowl, give him to stay. And then blow the whistle twice, the same whistle used for the free running, which associates that with food and means that hopefully he will come back when it's blown, when he's free running. Oh my God, open this door. There we go. Vance, come. And wait. Come to here. And wait. Good boy. So Vance is now standing with his... wait. Standing just inside the bathroom now as he keeps edging forward. He's sighing because he knows what happens here and he wants to just get on and eat. And he's licking his lips too, aren't you, Vance? You're licking your lips. So what I'm going to do is wait, Vance. Good boy, wait. And then Vance, you'll go and eat. There we go. I've put the bowl on the toilet seat because large dogs take in an awful lot of air if they have to bend down to eat, which isn't very good for them. So he's at a much more natural position here. You can apparently get stands or tables for this, but the toilet seat seems to work quite fine, just with a wet towel underneath to stop the bowl from slipping, since Vance very helpfully removed the rubber. Anyway, back to the story. I was doing a pretty poor job, really, of giving the right commands. And although Vance did entirely the right thing, because he's a bright dog and he's done it before, I really wasn't putting in my side of the bargain, I felt. So then we went back for lunch, and then went out to Guildford, first time I've ever been there. The aim was to walk in quite a busy environment, the main priorities being to keep Vance as slow as possible, so that both he and, more to the point, I could make decisions and or, for me particularly, give the right command and give them encouragement. I really didn't do a very good job of it, which was most frustrating. I tried telling, at one point, I tried telling him to go right whilst patting my right leg, which you only do when telling him to go back or left. Some of it's a bit counterintuitive. Equally, at times I wasn't giving him enough encouragement, telling him that he was a good boy. I think because I was just, well, it was quite pressured. Good boy. I'm just going to push your bowl back on. Hang on. Good boy. Get that on there. Good boy. There you go. Keep going. Mainly because, well, it was quite overawing at times that being taken down through the high street at still a reasonable pace, dodging in between people and things, and in some ways it was really positive. It demonstrated to me, you know, if I'd had any real doubt over what a guide dog could do for me in the light, in daylight, at times when I feel reasonably comfortable, then I shouldn't have any such concerns, because it makes it so much safer and potentially quicker. I certainly wouldn't have been going at that speed, just holding a cane in daylight. But it was also quite scary being taken down through all of that, and I perhaps wasn't giving the right amount of encouragement. Also, trying to slow him down, you do that partly by saying steady, but also by releasing the tension and then putting the tension back on the handle. But then Delia said that I was then holding him back from pulling me in the right direction, or guiding me in the right direction. And so, potentially leading to him unlearning, if such a term exists, unlearning these skills. So we were whisked down to the bottom of the high street, and then came back up the other side. At the end of it, I said to Delia how I felt that the reason why I was underperforming was that I felt that I wasn't really having enough opportunity to reinforce and sort of ingrain in my mind the commands of each one and what I should say in each circumstance. And her response to it was that, and I think fairly, was that obviously if we were to repeat the route too many times, the dog would become bored, would know it too much, and I accept that. However, it would be useful in the same way that we have give the dog obedience sessions, so by walking around on the lead, I think it would be useful to do some of that practicing basic manoeuvres with the handle, just in field, around the hotel, something like that. Because I just feel that it hasn't really been reinforced enough. You know, we go out on walks, maybe a couple of walks a day, maybe one walk a day some days, and maybe the main commands we use are only used relatively few times during these walks. And I just don't feel at this stage that I'm getting this foundation that's going to be so vital for when I go back home. And it certainly wasn't meant as a criticism of the way that they were doing it, merely trying to explain why I perhaps wasn't showing the level of skill in it that I should be at this stage. I really hope it wasn't taken the wrong way, but I think we were certainly told at the beginning of the course that it was important to, if we were either unhappy about something or there was a better way that something could be done or whatever, to say so. And that's what I've tried to do. I think it's important to be open, and I've tried to do that. But it has left me feeling a little bit deflated at the end of the day now, and thinking I haven't done my best. Vance really did a superb job, and you know, I feel that I let him down a bit and let Delia down and myself down, in the way that I attacked it. I mean, we made it down the road safely and back up again, and that was fine, but should have been doing much better. And I just hope that this doesn't continue into tomorrow. I really do need to get on top of this and be doing a much, much better job of it. Fingers crossed I get sorted out, although I think it might need more than fingers. Fingers, toes, and a little bit of really seriously thinking through it. Although, I really hope that nobody's getting the impression that I'm not taking it seriously or not putting effort into it. I really am trying to do it. It's so important to me that I get this right and do it in a reasonable period of time so that I can get back to work without rushing it, of course. Everything in balance. The sound you hear is me clipping the whistle back on my belt. I'm just, as I speak, going to just give Vance some water. So tomorrow, I gather, we're doing similar things, although the afternoon walk won't be in quite such a busy area. It's going to be in a village, I think, called Cranfield? Anyway, which is apparently the longest village in the country or something. So, that's really interesting. I think many places probably claim that. Coming out with the water now. So I'm probably going to tip all over the floor. And I'm going to pop it up in the bay window area for Vance to come and get when he wants it. Vance, and some water. Good boy, come. 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 Come here. No, I don't think he really wants it. He's just flopped down on his bed. Oh, Vance. Are you alright? Vance has done so well today. I just feel so guilty that I haven't. And I'm just concerned that with 2 days to go before going back to home, I'm not making the progress that I really ought to be. But I'm sure everybody feels like this, and hopefully the shock of today, literally the shock of walking down in these busy areas and of really not being on top of my game, will hopefully spur me on to really think about what I'm doing. I think I've already been doing that, but I need to do it more.